Wait. Where are you going? Yeah, I know we were ordered to mobilize, but you know what this is about? They're sending us to try to kill John Wick. And I don't know about you, but I'm staying here. Maybe our boss kills us for not obeying orders, but if we go after John Wick, let's be real. There's zero chance we survive. On the other hand, there's a good chance that John Wick kills our boss, in which case, there's nothing they can do to us. I mean, sure, we're out of jobs for a bit, but as you may have noticed, people pissing off the Baba Yaga has created a lot of job openings recently. If I had to be honest, I'm kind of rethinking careers here. This might be a good chance to get out. I mean, I'm more than just a master marksman or an expert with a knife. It's not like I don't have other marketable skills. I could be a gym teacher or something. The hard part would be not killing anyone intentionally, but I'm working on my anger. John Wick wouldn't have killed so many people had, well, certain folks kept their violent impulses in line. And I like you. You saved my life once, so I owe you. Maybe it's not as formal as a marker, but I still feel it. That's why I don't want you to follow orders and go out there to throw your life away against John Wick. You know they're not expecting us to kill him. We're just cannon fodder to, you know, slow him down so that maybe our boss's big guns can get into position or the boss can escape. I'd bet all of my gold coins that the boss ends up dead. It's just a matter of when it happens. Hell, I'd kill him myself to stop the carnage, except I think it's safer just to sit this one out entirely. We've been working together for long enough that I think I know you pretty well. You believe in following orders. At the same time, you're not dumb. You know if you go out there today, you aren't coming back. But something else I know about you is how much you like the ladies. Even how much you like me. I mean, I have to admit, you didn't do anything about it and kept it hidden pretty well. I mean, for my part, I'm used to coworkers hitting on me. Usually, I resolve it by hitting them. Literally. I've killed a few of them. I don't have time for complicating my job with sex. But guess what? As far as I'm concerned, I'm no longer on the payroll. I'm a free agent, both professionally and romantically. At the very least, I want to give you a going-away fuck. And, if it keeps you from dying at the hands of the Baba Yaga, then that's even better. So, what do you say we just stay here? Safe and sound? While everyone else goes to their death? We have ourselves a good, healthy fuck while we're at it, and when we're done, we're both alive, and we consider any debt I have to you cleared. Now, be real. Doesn't getting fucked by me sound a lot better than getting fucked up by John Wick? Although, honestly, it's our boss who's the real villain here. I mean, literally. We both know he's a bad guy. So let me just slip my hands in your pants and see if I can't convince you. Is that a gun in your pants, or are you just happy to see me? Wait, never mind. It's a gun. But if I take that out of your pants, yeah, there's an even bigger piece behind it. For the record, you seem very happy to see me and to hear my little proposal. Let's get out of these clothes. They're very fashionable and also very tactical. I'd feel naked without my outfit on, which I guess makes sense because I will be naked. But I'll feel even more naked without these guns, knives, or any other weapons I have hidden all over me. You probably feel the same way, but that isn't stopping you from disarming and disrobing. We've both got some scars, but that just adds character, don't you think? You wear them well. The thing is, the one that kills you doesn't turn into a scar. You can't heal when you're dead. That's why we need to do this. And not do something stupid like go to our deaths against the unstoppable force. Our boss's fate is sealed, but ours doesn't have to be. We can choose our own future. Okay. I'm gonna move closer to you. I just want to give fair warning because our instincts make us a little nervous when people approach us, let alone touch us. I know I get a little jumpy at times, but in our profession, that kind of thing can be the extra edge that saves our lives. I'm in your arms now, and no one ended up getting thrown across the room or otherwise attacked or defended against. Sometimes you just have to let your defenses down, as scary as it sounds. But taking changes like that results in an attractive, if slightly tough-looking woman being pressed up against you and lifting her head up to kiss you. You're a good kisser. And a good killer, too. Except today isn't the day for fighting. That would just get us killed by the apex predator of the underworld. But if we stay here and keep kissing and doing other things, we'll both live to kill or kiss another day. You can touch me, too. If you want. I mean, I kind of like it. Go ahead. Oh, come on. I've been frisked more aggressively than that. Go ahead. Touch me however you want. If you do something I don't like, well, trust me. You'll find out. But you might be surprised at how much I do like. That's better. I'm enjoying touching you and exploring the maze of scars and muscles. Yeah, you can definitely touch me there. Can you tell how wet I've gotten just from what we've done so far? If you touch me just the right way, I'll get even wetter. I think you're familiar with this model. It can be a little temperamental, but I found it to be very reliable. And if you treat it right, it can be your best friend. My hand is making itself familiar with your piece. It's got a good barrel on it. Precision craftsmanship, if you ask me. I imagine it has one hell of a kick to it as well. But let's find out. I hope you don't mind if I'm on top. I like to be in command of the situation in all things, which is exactly why I'm not going out on this suicide mission they ordered us on. It maybe puts you at a tactical disadvantage, but I think you trust me well enough. I'm the one who's saving your life by keeping you here, aren't I? Yeah, the rug will give you some protection from the floor. We're used to having to put up with harsh conditions and grabbing sleep where we can. I don't think you'll mind having a hard floor and a rug under you. At least, once I get on top of you, that is. Now hold still. I mean, I can handle myself pretty well in a one-on-one encounter out there on the job. But there's no reason to not treat this as a standard sexual encounter between a regular man and woman, and show the utmost of care as I straddle you on the floor. There. Are you ready for me, lover boy? Obviously, on a physical level, you are. I am too. Very much so. Good. It's not nice to keep a lady waiting. And I'm actually, really, looking forward to this. Yeah. If I have to have several inches of something stuck into me today, I'd much rather it be this, not a knife. Now, isn't this much better than having John Wick shoot you in the head or kill you with a pencil? You might have been dead already if you went out there. But instead, isn't this making you feel much more alive? I've been in this business long enough where it takes a lot to make me feel pain. But somehow, it's so easy right now for me to feel pleasure. Maybe it's knowing that you and I dodged a literal bullet by ignoring orders and doing this instead. Although part of it is knowing that the man that always had my back now has my pussy. Hold on to my hips. Yeah. Not that I need help with staying balanced or moving myself up and down on you. I just like the feeling of your hands right there. Normally, in our line of work, anyone getting a good grip on you is a bad idea. But not when it comes to sex. For me, it hasn't been that time in far too long. But we're making up for it right now. I think I hear gunshots in the distance. You hear them too? It's okay. We're not on any paths John Wick would have to take to get to our boss. There's no reason for him to come to this part of the building. And if he did, he'd probably open the door, see us going at it, and then apologize and leave. We're not the ones with millions of dollars worth of contracts in our heads, and we aren't posing a threat to him. And we all know the story. He got out of the business because of a woman. He'd be sympathetic to two people just trying to have fun. You're having fun, aren't you, babe? You sure look like you are. In case you couldn't tell, I definitely am. Oh, baby. I've never mixed business and pleasure until today, but I'm so glad I did. It beats the hell out of getting killed, and I think us hooking up was long overdue. I can't hear the gunshots anymore. Maybe the fighting has moved too far away, or he's killed our boss, or maybe... Maybe they actually kill the Baba Yaga. But we both know that's not likely. Right now, it doesn't even really matter who's finished out there. Let's focus on finishing what we started in here. I'm riding you harder now and faster, just like you. I'm as good a lover as I am a killer. Right now, though, I'm entirely focused on the lover part. I'm so vulnerable. Even though I'm the one on top, I'm naked, and I don't have any weapons within quick reach for the first time in a long time. But I don't feel like I need them. All I need is you, your cock, and hopefully very soon, your cum. Yeah, that's it. Work with me, like you always have. We're a fucking team. Except in this case. I mean that in the most literal sense. We're gonna come soon, and I, for one, am really looking forward to it. I forgot that I have needs but on guns, gold coins, and extreme violence. But this is going to take care of what I need most right now. Just give me one more minute. Don't you dare come without me. Not after all we've been through, both in the past and just now. There's no rush now that the massacre outside is over. Oh, fuck. I'm so close. Get ready. We can come together. Yeah, don't stop. That was definitely better than losing our lives pointlessly to the boogeyman. That was actually the best thing to happen to me in a while. Fuck. We should clean up a little and then get out of here. They won't miss us. I'll just be two less gold coins someone has to spend to have the bodies taken away. Then there's gonna be chaos as other groups try to rush in to fill the power vacuum that just opened up. You and I can be across the country, or even across the world by tomorrow. We can find new jobs. They don't have to be as assassins. I mean, could be. Fuck it, it probably will be. But we have options. If John Wick was able to get out for a few years, then so can we. Especially with all the confusion going on. And not to give you the wrong idea, but wherever we end up, and whatever we end up doing, as long as we're together, something tells me we'll be okay.